today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We'll all get through it together. Together we can make this a better place. And hold on a second. It's time to go to the really big board again. Time to go for our election special. Oscar Santana, what a beautiful map that is.
That's gorgeous.
Colors,
gentlemen,
yeah,
early results coming in from the Show Me State, Las Vegas. Their show bars are still open.
That's Las Vegas, not a state.
That's Oscar. That's Oscar with the latest update.
Oh, who's that actress, Carmen Diaz?
Oh,
she's
nice.
The mask. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Cameron Diaz.
Rodriguez. Was,
no, Cameron Diaz.
She was in the movie with Jim Harry.
Carrie.
And, that was fine. Good luck on Election Day. That's what.
Thank you,
Mr. Reagan.
Give my best to Nancy.
President Reagan.
I think Nancy's arranging to someone to have an accident.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How dare I?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
From our election center in Washington, D.C., this is a special report from The Mike O'Mara Show. Election 2020. Today, America votes, and it's sure to be one of the most important days in our nation's history. Our election team has put together what we'd like to think is a truly unique perspective on our national election, with an unprecedented number of dead chief executives. Yes, dead presidents, as they like to call them, who will be offering their thoughts on this very special day for America. Along with presidents who are dead, Oscar Santana will be at the really big board.
Yes.
With up-to-the-minute projections, trends, exit interviews, and other perspectives on election night to guide you through this very special time. Or night.
Day.
Day. You know.
Great to be here, Mike.
We have our experienced team of reporting from all over their own personal spaces with up-to-the-minute reporting. Matthew Bloom will be crunching the numbers for us. Madeline Masiello, the mayor's daughter, will be breaking down the behind-the-scenes insider game as only she can. Go Bills. And Rob Spiewak will be standing by for a closer look at the suburbs as we feed those hungry dogs on this first Tuesday in November. So, sit back and grab a Red Bull as we cover all the angles from Oregon to Iowa, Moline to Mobile, Austin to Augusta, Peoria to Petersburg, Dick Johnson, Indiana to Buttsville, New Jersey. Pleasure Point.
Oh.
Pleasure Point, California to Intercourse, PA. From Ballville, Ohio to Blowing Rock, North Carolina. Clam Gulch, Alaska to Cocked Hat, Delaware.
Oh.
From Boneville, Georgia. Boneville. To Lick Creek, Illinois, Keister, Minnesota, Big Sag, Montana, Pietown, New Mexico, Beaver, Oklahoma, Sweet Lips, Tennessee, Ding Dong, Texas, Hump-to-Lips, Washington, Cougar Valley, West Virginia, McNutt, Wyoming, Ball Play, Alabama, Kaka, Arizona.
Where?
Kaka.
Oh.
Toadsuck, Arkansas. Wetmore, Colorado. Fluffy Landing, Florida.
Oh.
And Honau Na Pupu, Hawaii. Yes, it's going to be a very special day. This is the TMOS Election Day Special, ladies and gentlemen. Sit back, enjoy, and prepare to learn nothing. All right, that's it.
What was the town in Hawaii? Or was it a city?
Honaunanapupu.
Yes. I know that we've had people there.
Honaunanapupu. Honaunanapupu. There you are. That's election day. It's the day. It's the day we've all been waiting for. It's very, very, very special. So, yes, the way it's going to work, it's pretty much a regular show we're going to do for you today. But then coming out of breaks, we're going to go to our election nerve center where, you know, everybody will be checking in. Maddie and Oscar and Rob and Pony Boy and, you know,
Gail it's, and Bill. And
here we are. Yeah. But on an honest level, I have to know, I have to tell you that it is a weird feeling for me today because, you know, there are people in America that care. There are people who don't care. You know, I care desperately about this thing, not only as a spectator, but as somebody who's been a donor in years past, a worker in years past. I've been very active all my adult life. I've been very active in politics. So here we are, and I'm open to hear what you guys have to say.
I got to ask you this because I'm anxious too. I mean, tonight is going to be a roller coaster no matter what happens, but I'm somewhat comforted by the fact that I voted early, so I know that that's done.
I'm sorry, Rob. Hold on just a second.
Oh,
we've got an update. Let's go to the big board right now. Oscar Santana has let me know that there's something going on. Oscar, let's check out the big
gentlemen,
the really big board. Yeah,
it's a big night. Oscar? It's a big night, and you know it starts on the East Coast. Let's go to the Horseshoe State, Connecticut. Connecticut has a lot going on today. We'll give you more in just a bit.
Horseshoe State, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're all eager to know where those two electoral votes go in Connecticut.
Already might be my favorite part. The Horseshoe State. I didn't know it was called that. I didn't realize Connecticut was called the Horseshoe State.
It's not the Nutmeg State anymore?
That's fantastic. But you're on it, Oscar. And listen, if you think Steve has his S together, or that snarky guy on CNN, that nasty New York guy, that's kind of like, yeah, pal. Yeah, thanks a lot, pal. Yeah, absolutely. How you doing? Oscar, Rob, what were you saying before you got interrupted? Be prepared for that. It's
happening anytime.
I step aside for news anytime. But I was going to say, I'm a little less anxious knowing that I voted and that over 3 million people have already voted in Virginia before the polls open today. So I think that enthusiasm shows a certain amount of, gives me a bit of optimism. But how is your anxiety right now? Like when you woke up today,
my anxiety over your connectivity is at a fever pitch again, as it's been for quite some time. When you go, it's very, very scary. Are they doing anything to the cable lines? Yes, Oscar.
This is not a tote board. This is more of a check-in. Rob seems to be stabilizing.
Do you need the sounder for that?
No.
Mike, give him a stager. I think he needs one.
You on the mark.
Let's go to the Crustacean State, Maryland. It looks like the crabs are out of season. Back to you, Mike.
This could be big. This could be key.
That's Oscar's really big board. You heard that crabs are, did you say out of season?
Out of season.
Out of season.
Yes.
That might be my favorite one that Oscar had. Thank you for going nostalgic, though, with the, WAVA sounders that we used to have.
Oh, that's had so much fun last night putting these
Kim's
together.
Kim's traffic. There we are. There it is.
Inner loop of the outer loop, Mike.
There it is.
You know what? I would like that to be Maddie's permanent intro sound. We could actually keep that as an ongoing element.
A lot of anxiety in the cubicle where Maddie is. Let's check in with her right now. Maddie, how you doing today on Election Day?
I'm good. My sources in the Biden camp say he just woke up from a really deep nap, so he was a little disoriented, and he thought the election was over.
Okay.
But it's okay.
Maddie Mascula, thank
confident.
You very much. We are still confident. That's very good. This is our election special. We're very, very
Mike,
excited.
Mike, let's
about
talk about
it.
Provisions. It's a Tuesday night, and I've got the night off. And I looked at my wife and I said, "What would you like to do this evening?" And she said, "Well, You don't want to walk in too hungover for a big show tomorrow morning, which I respect, right?
Understood.
Yeah, and I can't. I can't do what I did 4 years ago because I was incapacitated.
Yeah.
I was.
Yeah, you almost didn't make it. Yeah.
Did I make the show that day, the morning after?
You did.
That's
did.
A, you have was, no idea.
It was a late start. Late start. Late. Very late start.
Yeah, I think it was like 8 p.m.
It's tough.
So true.
No, I think it was like an 11 a.m. start. Said,
I can't even tell you what Irish whiskey the listener sent me, but it was very special, and it was very tasty, and it was very fast in my consumption, especially around the 11 p.m. hour when I just could. It was really 10 minutes of news, 15 minutes preparing a drink, 10 minutes of news, 15. It was insane. It was, I remember it like it was yesterday. As a matter of fact, that's where the anxiety level is with me remembering 2016, but much more prepared emotionally for tonight. At least yes. I say I am, but I don't intend to come in with the trace of a hangover. Alcohol will not be touching my lips tonight.
Oh, look at you.
I yeah. will see. Well, let's Very see tomorrow. Impressive. Let's see how we do tomorrow.
No,
we'll see.
It's twofold because when I have a couple of beers, it's on the weekend now, and if I go with alcohol, it'll upset my little rhythm. I am down. I am here to report. Let me see. Now we are 19 pounds down. 18 pounds. I'm 18
it shows,
pounds down.
You know what? I can see it in your face. I saw it when we came back last week. I saw it. You're not like decrepit or anything, but it was definitely noticeable. What coverage will you
see? Listen, as I told somebody, that's throwing 18 chairs off the Titanic.
Yes. You know? And that could have, but Mike, that could have saved the Titanic.
I know. But I mean, it was not, it's, you know, it is what it is, but I don't want to mess that up. And I also want to come in no matter what and be ready to go on Wednesday and not tank my whole Wednesday. It's not going to happen. So what were you going to say? I'm sorry, I interrupted.
I'm curious, what coverage will you stay with tonight, or will you bounce around? I forget how you sort of digest the election night.
I'm all over the place. I really don't. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. We got to go to the numbers room. We got our number cruncher in charge.
It's all
Matthew
about
Matthew Bloom.
Oh boy.
Matthew Bloom. Sorry, not you, Oscar.
Sorry.
Matthew Bloom is standing by. Got some numbers for us. Hey, Matt, this early hour, what's going
on? That's right. Ohio is winning with 2 million points, but Pennsylvania is close behind.
Thank you very much. That's Pony Boy with Thank you very much.
Let me hear you again, Orson Welles. Let me hear you real quick.
Hi there. Okay. How are you today? Hold Every on. Summer peas grow there.
Let me help you. Keep talking.
1-2-1-1-1-2-2.
Are you swallowing the mic?
It
What's
wouldn't
going
be Pony
on?
If he didn't screw it up.
Hey, F you all. I hate you guys.
Hold on. Keep talking, Pony.
Hello. Pony right here.
Okay. Do me a favor. Whisper instead of using your weird voice, please.
I like his weird voice, though. So.
Keep talking.
How's it going?
Oh, that's better. He sounds so much better.
I like it when he does. I like it when he does his stick. I love our crew, by the way. Just so you know, everybody on this show,
so
outside of Rob Spiewak, knew nothing about what was planned until they sat down in their chairs this morning. So that's a credit to them. And hold on a second. Well, I know we were going to do this coming out of breaks, but wait a minute. Rob Spiewak has his first. I guess we couldn't wait, right?
Well, no, I mean, we've got so many dead presidents standing by, Mike. I want to do this now. This is a huge election, as you know, Oscar, and we've exhaustively put together a collection of politicians of the past.
Mm-hmm.
And let's open up the dead president door and see who we have. Ladies and gentlemen, the 16th president of the United States, Abraham Lincoln.
Mary Todd? Mary Todd, I told you to put my skivvies in the other door.
Mr. Lincoln.
President Lincoln.
Mr. Lincoln, Mr. President.
Oh.
As you observe the United States from your heavenly vantage point, how is the mood?
420 years ago, our fathers brought forth a mess.
It was 407, I believe. But the
four score and 52.
No, no, Mr.
Hold on
Lincoln.
A second. Mary Todd, don't drink that. That's right, Ming. That's my right, Ming. Oh, boy. Hey, you know, I'm offended that that man is saying, turn that music off, for the love of God. I'm offended that that president that you have,
Trump.
It sounds like something you get in your foot. Hold on. I'm speaking of feet. Oh, yeah. God. I got the gout real bad.
Oh, rich foods.
Oh, man.
Get you every time.
I had a squeaky voice.
Yeah, a moment aside here, Mr. President. Oscar, historians agree that Abraham Lincoln had a nasally high voice.
Yeah.
That's true. So,
I forgot it was nasally. I just want to say, don't compare yourself to me. Emancipation Proclamation, for the love of God. How can you say you've done more than I have? Here you go.
Stick to your talking points.
Mary Todd, put that down.
Thank you, Mr.
Put
Lincoln.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lincoln.
Effing nuts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Mr. Lincoln behind the heavenly dead president's
door. I had so much terrible shtick for President Lincoln that I was like, I can't shoehorn this in. I just can't do it.
Well, he stuck to his talking points. He did the Gettysburg Address and the Emancipation, and then he's gone. That's it.
If you're looking for lack of terrible shtick, you've come to the wrong place. This is going to be
great
a
shtick.
Show that is butt-ass laden with tons of shtick right now. And
right on.
I think it's a nervous day for a lot of people, yeah. And we'll get through it. We'll all get through it together. Together we can make this a better place. And hold on a second. It's time to go to the really big board again. Time to go for our election special. Oscar Santana, what a beautiful map that is.
That's gorgeous.
Colors,
gentlemen, early results coming in from the Show Me State, Las Vegas. Their show bars are still open.
That's Las Vegas, not a state.
That's Oscar. That's Oscar with the latest update. The Show Me State, Las Vegas.
So but many errors.
Only had to ask him once. All right. I am legitimately probably a wreck. That's why I had to do a show like this, because otherwise, if I start talking seriously about it, I'll go out of my mind. I've been news junkieing for the last 24 hours.
I think it's probably not only good for you, but good for everybody, because there's not going to be a lot of silliness today. And so a little silliness will probably help us all.
I'm shocked that we're even doing a show today.
What do you mean silliness? You've broken the wall down. You've broken the barrier. What do you mean we're being silly? That's not, you don't see, when you say something silly, you immediately make it not funny. You can't do that. That's against the rules.
Let me restate what I meant.
And by the way, calling it silliness is just diminishing our Herculean efforts in comedy.
A lot of pressure.
Let me restate what I meant to say.
What the hell's wrong with you, Rob? Hold on a second. Wait. Oh, I just lost one. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Forget it.
No, I don't want that one either. God damn it. Hold on. Oh, wait a minute. Time to check back in with our number cruncher. Tony Boy Matt Bloom has a numerical update for us.
That's right,
Tony,
Mike.
What do you got?
50. 55. Can you believe
Thank
it?
You.
Already 55.
Thank you very much.
No one saw that coming.
With the bad audio, I love it.
I didn't.
Turn that off. Is anybody else experiencing what Carly's been working so hard that it hasn't been... we haven't had a lot of interaction. She's not going to be home till after 7 o'clock tonight.
Do you think that's her escape?
I'm going to have a nervous breakdown because is her
work her escape from all this stuff going
on? She doesn't care as much as I do.
Is her work her escape from you?
Well,
you know what? That might be the case. Look, this is the way I look at it. I love it. I love it and I hate
your
it.
Your alone Last time? Night, yes.
Of course.
No, I came home, but my alone time is there have been times in our marriage where my day would end at 3:30, 4 o'clock. I would come bounding into the house and I'm greeted like the royalty that I treat myself like. You know what I mean? And then, but she last night was 8:15, 8:30, 9 o'clock. She's like doing Oscar, and because she's young, like Oscar is, she's doing that nocturnal crap. And at one point she said, can you look up that email that when you got me a domain name? And I'm like, it's 8:30. My day is done. This is not how I remember. This is the one weak moment I had when I wasn't cool with her. I looked at her. I said, this is not the way I roll. This is downtime. This is downtime.
This is
This is daddy downtime. Would you like to watch The Undoing? No, there's probably, you know what? It's earlier because I was doing, because it was before the Giants came on.
Mm-hmm.
Once the Giants came on, I was
seven-ish.
I was, yeah. Daddy was amused. He didn't need, yeah, 7-ish.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is my downtime. What do you want
did
me to look
at? Did you point at the sun and say, the sun is gone? Daddy downtime has started.
That's right. Do you know how easy it is, though, for me? How easy it is for me to look up a domain, to go into my email and go domain.com or whatever it was. And and I hope, do we have to edit that out? Or
no.
Is that okay?
No.
So, you would have thought, really, that she asked me to take some library books out to the car and bring them up 10 flights of stairs. Because when she asked me, can you look that up when you sent them an email? And this was my reaction. I swear to God, I went, oh.
Well, you know, really? Election or not, you know, so the policy funny. In the O'Mara house, Oscar, which is once wheel starts,
yes,
no talkie-talkie for the rest of the night.
No and communication.
Right.
No, I wanted to, before the Giants came out, and by the way, 8:15, start the games at 7:15. Why do you have to wait till 8 o'clock? Why 8 o'clock? I want to watch Daniel Jones screw up the game at 7:15 and not 8:15. That's what I want
to do. They're close.
So. They're always close. They're always close until.
But against Tampa Bay, very impressive.
Yeah, I know. But still, the land of suck. And it. All right, you know what? I was going to get to this later in the show.
All right,
but I'll get to it right now because we have time. I'm going to tell you this: that there is no worse feeling than when your team in the NFL, if you're a pro football fan,
right?
When your team has made a big deal about anointing a successor quarterback. I mean, it's the biggest mistake that NFL teams historically make when they put their marbles on one guy, because it's not just the player that has to perform. This is the performance of the coaching staff, of the organization, of the general manager. And so this is not the normal standard that athletes are held to. You know what the normal standard? You know what the normal standard in training camp, Oscar? You watch enough Hard Knocks, right?
Yeah.
You're cut because you looked the wrong way, right? Training camp for these guys. But if you're the anointed quarterback, you can come in, and we're going to have to edit here, and and you know what? And it's terrible. And this guy, I'm sorry, I have yet to, if you ask me to bet whether he will be a starting quarterback for the New York Giants in the next 5 years, I would say, nay, nay, nah, nah. Because he's a doofus.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's a complete doofus. He trips on open field runs. He overthrew everybody last night. He got two touchdown passes, and then he wasn't throwing accurately, and he panics, and he doesn't see guys coming. And as a New York Giants fan, I had to get this off my chest, and maybe this just isn't football talk. Maybe this is the anxiety over the election.
Do you want to talk about his girlfriend now?
Does he have a hot girlfriend?
No, it just reminds me of the scene in Moneyball where they're like, you know, I don't like that guy. He's got an ugly girlfriend. Guys with ugly girlfriends, they can't really hit. They got no confidence.
Is that Brad Pitt that said that?
Yeah, it's one of the old timers talking about one of the prospects.
Oh, he's got an ugly girlfriend.
I like that.
Guys with ugly girlfriend. So
it's terrible.
Now there it was, and right now it's just it's frustrating.
But they sent you the virtual muffin basket of covering the spread.
They covered the spread. They did. God love them. I appreciate that. However, this is very, very frustrating because my personality, being the don't get happy guy that I am,
sure,
I am now drawn to them like moths to a flame. I am drawn to my New York Giants because I grew up with the Giants sucking. I grew up with the Red Sox sucking. My professional teams, I'll probably eventually go back to the Red Sox because they've screwed up so much. But we're in that cycle. Sports are sometimes cyclical unless you're like...
Oscar, I just figured it out. You know what? Mike is the ugly girlfriend now.
How dare you?
What are you talking about?
This man is betting his hard-earned money on mybookie.ag, code TMOS, and he is putting his heart on and cash on the line.
I am. I go to mybookie every week, and at the very least I will bet the spread. Hold on a second. What's happening here? Oh, I'm told that Maddie Masiello is over in her Election Central headquarters and has an update for us on the national mood, I think, is what she's been tasked with today. Maddie, what's going on where you sit?
The national mood is terrified, Mike. That's it.
Terrified. Thank you very much. That's Maddie Masiello. We'll get a check in with her later on. That's a terrific update. I appreciate that. That's wonderful. Now, getting back to, I wanted my little diversion, stayed with them all night, and then conditioned myself for tonight. And I stayed up till about 1 a.m., which is much later than I normally go. And so tonight that I can be kind of ready to go. There might be a nappy poo in my future today at point.
That's smart. Yeah. And then you prepare for this evening. Yeah.
Right. And my wife is going to be venturing off to work. Won't be home till 7 o'clock. My my little man will be gone today, and I'll have the house to myself. So it's rub-a-dub.
On election night?
Yeah.
No,
Oscar, she signed up for her new thing, her Dermglow Midnight Facials. Give her a call.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Everything's A-OK. That's that stress has already been dealt with.
Your wife and I had a call set up for today, and then she said, look, it's election night. I'm not going to be home till after 7. I said, oh, that's interesting.
That's when you wake up.
I didn't say anything to you till I was like, I wonder what they're doing if she's not going to be home till after 7. And then so we had to push it till tomorrow about her website. And then I wonder, I was like, if she's not hanging out with Mike watching the election, then what's Mike doing?
Yeah. I will be watching the Golf Channel. And then going between I'll be going between MSNBC and CNN, my two liberal, as my friends like to point
out. You're not going to go to OWN?
A little bit. No, I'm not going to go OAN. No. Even though they got that hot little reporter that's like Aileen Cunningham's granddaughter.
I love
very, very pretty.
That you know this.
Uh-oh, hold on. Hold on. Rob Spiewak has got a suburban update, which
yes.
Rob will be checking in with the suburbs. What do you got for us, Rob Spiewak?
Well, as you know, Mike, you can usually gauge the electoral results by the faces on the jack-o'-lanterns. And we did the scary jack-o'-lanterns are 60% versus the happy jack-o'-lanterns, 39%. 1% of the pumpkins remain uncarved. So it's all looking orange.
Thank you very much, Rob. We appreciate that. And I think you've gotten a taste of our election covered. And that means, Rob Spiewak, you can start the goddamn show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Mike Groucho, we're going to reverse the usual procedure and put you in the position of answering questions.
You may fire when ready, George.
All right. Groucho, here's your first question. What's the one place in the whole world where all men are truly equal?
That's easy. It's the voting booth.
Right. Now, Groucho, question number two. How do Americans stack up against the rest of the free world when it comes to voting?
Bad. Very bad. In many of the free countries, practically everybody who has a vote uses it. In our country, only about half the people eligible to vote come out regularly.
How true.
There were multiple elections. And by the way, if you or someone you love is suffering from multiple elections, please contact your doctor immediately.
If you can find the time to get a free taco, then you can find the time to go vote.
It's over. There is not a single... If anybody says they're undecided, it's just because they're trying to get the groceries in the car as fast as possible. I'm undecided. Get in the car, kids. They're going to ask for money. Get in.
Well, Mr. There's... Paul. What's your favorite fruit?
Pears.
Pears. Good. Okay. Let's say...
Oh, no, wait. Apples.
Apples. Fine. Let's say all you ever knew were apples. 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 More apples. You might think apples were pretty good, even if you got a rotten one once in a while. But then one day, there's an orange. And now you can make a decision. Do you want an apple, or do you want an orange? That's democracy.
I also like bananas.
What I care about is the direction of this country. And what I'm very, very worried about is that it might go in the wrong direction. If you care about your future, vote for it.
They held an election in North Korea over the weekend. Kim Jong-un, guess what, was reelected. And it was a squeaker. He received 100% of the vote. And they say when the absentee ballots are counted, that percentage could even go higher.
Everybody, no matter who you are, get out and vote. See you at the polls.
Well, thank you, Groucho. And now, let's get on with the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you are a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. For our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS from Los Lunas, New Mexico, Jarvisburg, North Carolina, Altoona, Iowa, Chance, Virginia, Prineville, Oregon, and Dulakel, Nepal. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Public Rec. I'll be honest, ever since we've been dealing with the COVID, fashion hasn't exactly been a top priority. Am I right?
Right.
But you don't want to feel sloppy. Eventually that gets old too. No one wants to see you running around your neighborhood in your old sweats.
Yeah.
Even if you're taking the trash out. Have some pride. Come on, Hamilton. Show a little pride. It's a pants-demic, and the only cure is Public Rec. They make leisure wear in waist and inseam sizes that because comfort starts with a better fit. It really does make a difference. My favorite pants are their best-selling all-day, everyday pants. They're more stylish than sweatpants, and they're a great alternative to jeans. Great for lounging at home, looking sharp for work, heading to the bar, and everywhere in between. They're like nothing I've ever seen. I love the way they do it.
Yep.
It's really good stuff. Public Rec has incredibly comfortable shorts, T-shirts, Henleys, polos, hoodies, jackets, even golf gear. Public Rec rarely offers discounts, but right now they have an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Go to publicrec.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS to receive 10% off. That's Public Rec, spelled REC.com/TMOS, and use our promo code TMOS for 10% off.
Yes, Oscar. Public Rec khakis on.
Oh, let's see them.
Do you really?
Oh, look at that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Those don't look like sweatpants.
No, they look great.
No, you look awesome.
Those don't look like sweatpants at all. Those are lovely, really. I like that. Welcome to the show, Whoa, Whoa. This, of course, is our Election Day special, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on. Oh, wait a minute. Rob Spiewak, I know you've got something for us. What's going on?
We've got a lineup of great presidents to speak to on this most important day, and they all have one thing in common, Oscar. They're all dead. So let's open the dead president's door and say hi to William Howard Taft. President Taft, how are you?
Hello. How are you? I got a bit of a head cold. It's really, I just got out of the tub.
Are you out of breath? Are you okay?
I'm fat. I think you should know I had especially ordered a tub for the White House. And it's, I spent an amazing amount of time in it. Here's my philosophy. If they made the effort to put this tub, this oversized claw bathtub in the White House. I realize this may be a shock to some of you, that some of you have never heard my speaking voice.
Yeah, well, you existed before social media.
Yeah, call me W.H. if you don't mind. William
Howard. W.H.? William
yes,
Howard.
William Howard Taft. Not only was I one of the fattest presidents.
The fattest.
I love my my lounge time, and I spend hours in the tub.
What are you wearing, Mr. Taft? What are you wearing right now?
I am wearing a towel right now. I just got out of the bathtub, as I told you, and I'm wearing an oversized beach towel.
Oh, you have a beach towel, not a bath towel.
Here's the most amazing thing. They haven't been invented yet.
One more question before you go, because I know you're busy.
Sure.
Mike Pence, handsome?
Yeah. Really kind of nondescript.
Your type?
Just not much there. You know, the white hair, the blank stare. Just
do you have a favorite vice president physically?
Oh, Spiro Agnew.
Okay, thank you for coming
by. Thank you.
We
have a great day.
It.
Back to the top.
Spiro Agnew, great ass.
Great ass. Yes. It's a very, very interesting day on the Mike O'Mara
W-H.
Show.
W-H.
Yeah. Let's do this. I hesitate to do it because when people start doing this, I get nervous. So I'm going to make you nervous right now. But we're going to go around the whole room right now, legitimately, and what you think is going to happen. What do you think is going to happen?
I'll call your shot.
Yeah. Call your shot. Yes,
call
that's what
your
we're
shot.
It. Call your shot.
I think, I'll start if I may. I think that surprisingly, due to a last minute shift, I was reading something this morning. I think Biden is going to take Ohio and we're going to have a relatively early night with a Biden victory. Knock wood.
Let's go to Maddie Masiello. Maddie, what's your prediction for tonight?
I think the opposite of Rob. I don't think we're going to know for a little bit. And I think it's going to be contested in some way with the courts. So,
Do you think when you say we won't know for a little bit, are you thinking then, because you're saying the courts will be involved, days, perhaps weeks, perhaps months?
Yeah, I think it's going to be so close in certain states that it's going to be within the margin of error. And
Before Maddie yields her time, has her father issued an opinion? Have you spoken to your dad about the election?
Yeah, good question.
I know they voted a while ago, voted early. I think they're very anxious. But my dad's always very optimistic, so I don't know.
Hey, here's a legitimate question. Since you've been in that, how old were you when your dad was doing the mayoral thing? What was the oldest you were?
Just born into it.
I was born into it, and then he retired. I think I was 8.
Oh, so you were a little
bit
with that. Do you ever talk to him about, because I've always wondered with politicians, it's the same with sports figures, I think, to a certain extent. When you're in the game, when you're doing it, when it's your ass on the line, you probably have to compartmentalize a little bit more, right?
Sure.
You really have to you detach from it, I would imagine. Because, I mean, I'm passionate about it, and I will be shedding tears and everything. But when you're right there, you have to... I would imagine you have to protect yourself emotionally. Have you ever talked to your dad about that and how you do that? Or has he ever gotten that deep with you about it?
I mean, he did compartmentalize. He never really brought politics home, I guess. But I mean, we were raised a certain way with certain, beliefs and everything. But I think his mentality and kind of the same with sports figures, I think, is just you have to think that you're going to win the whole time. There's no other option. And that's how you have to kind of go about it.
Like that.
Okay. All right. Wow.
That's cool. That's how I live my life, Maddie.
Yeah.
That's all odds.
Speaking of Oscar Santana, Oscar, always like to know what your theories are with this. I think you probably would fall in the category of people that changed politically during this 4-year period, more so than I've ever seen anybody change. How do you feel it's going to go tonight? What's the wind blowing as far as you're concerned?
Maybe this is hopeful, but I got to tell you that a big part of me doesn't believe that the 100 million plus voters that have gone to the polls early have not actively thought out how important this election is. People like myself that were never politically active,
right,
that really took what it meant to be a citizen and have a say in this country because, I had an out because of DC and the way we were represented here.
Right.
And I'm ashamed. I was talking to my sister yesterday that it took me this long to get involved. And if guys like me who, for years have gone out of my way to yell at my colleagues about their politics, to not mention them on air because it was bad for business, finally said enough is enough. And I got to believe that a lot of the people that already voted, especially, were people on the sidelines as well. And they realize that they have a say. And this is the time to actually make sure that their voice is heard. So I'm predicting a blue wave.
All right. But people might not know behind the scenes that one of the, if not the most next to me, most politically active guy over the years has been Matt Bloom and Pony Boy. And he's been into it. And I'm very curious how you, not only what you think might happen, Pony, but how you are feeling right now, because I literally have butterflies. I literally have kind of a feeling in my gut where it's just, I want it to be, I've been waiting so long, and I've said to so many people, I want it to be over. I'm just curious how you feel about what's going on tonight.
Well, it's, I'm terrified, of course, and I get the feeling that we're going to see a situation where it's going to look like Trump won this evening, and he'll probably try to declare victory early, and then I think you'll see Mitch and the rest try to shut down counting the mail-in ballots as early as possible. So it's going to be a lot of court battles, I think.
I have a question.
So that's two that say we're going to go to court. Yes, go ahead.
Oscar, do you think that there will be, you didn't weigh in on this, do you think there will be something after the fact, after the election, even if we have a winner called tonight, will there'll be some monkey business, some shenanigans, some sort of claim that something went wrong?
Absolutely. It's the look, and a lot,
and I agree with that too.
I have to thank our friends at the Lincoln Project for really helping educate a nation about what it mm-hmm. means and what's at stake here. And there are different people that are projecting that we won't know for days. My hope is that we'll know tonight, and this the ballots that have been cast will just, you know, as soon as the polls close, you'll just see this map light up blue,
right,
in the right places. But I'm not. I'm a realist. There's a ton of people that are still supporting Donald Trump. I'm just saying, like, is the election going to be won tonight?
All right.
And will it be contested? So to answer your question, I think it will be.
I do too.
All right.
I do too.
Let me tell you how I'm looking at this. I get as much information, and people volunteer stuff to me regarding, because they know I'm a political junkie about this. I'm going to tell you how I feel about this election by telling you how I feel about Florida. And I want to throw a theory out, and you tell me what you think of it, but this is my theory. I've gotten a lot of friends down here that get information. My radio buddy gets some info about numbers. And early on, he had very accurate numbers about the number of registered Democrats and registered Republicans who were voting early. And it was overwhelming. And what you're hearing, and I think this is the key to the entire thing, you hear about the early voting in Florida with registered Democrats really running up the score as far as early voting, and then slowly but surely, and mail-in voting as well.
Of course.
What they can tell you in this state is they can tell you the registration, the party registration of the people that have voted. That's it. And then you talk about the early voting. They can do the same thing. They can tell you how many early voters have been Democrats, how many have been Republicans, how many have been independents. This is the conversation I had, and I kind of agree with this guy when he said, I don't know any Democrat that is not voting for Biden. And I'm not sure you can say the same thing. And I think for a lot of elections,
that's very valid.
Especially sea change elections, where there might be a wave or there might be a landslide, you base that fact on how, if it's great turnout and you know that your team is showing up, even with a larger number, I'm not sure whether the Republican Party is not a little more fractured. Trump Yep. has his base, but he doesn't have his coalition. So what that tells me, that in my state, there is potential, even though every poll is within the margin of error. Almost everyone you see is very, very close in Florida. And historically, Florida has been incredibly close. What you're seeing is a significant change in a constituency that wasn't there for Hillary Clinton and that hasn't been there for previous gubernatorial elections. So I am not predicting necessarily a wave, but I am saying that I think ultimately this could be a night for Biden. Whether we're going to find out early or not, I have no idea. Yep.
Based on the fact that we could, if they do declare a winner tonight, if the major news organizations declare a winner tonight, do you foresee some sort of contesting from the president?
I don't think it matters. I think if they declare tonight, it really ultimately doesn't matter. You got the one thing you can say about Donald Trump, if this goes the other way for him, and if he does not win, you are talking about a guy that I really think, with all of the issues, he is ultimately a pragmatist. He is mm-hmm. somebody who wants to get on and wants to move on. The only thing that worries me about saying that is he is also got a pretty significant little ego. Mm-hmm. So yeah. When I hear things about he'll continue to do rallies, that worries me. The only thing that's going to make that almost impossible will be what Oscar predicted would be a blue wave. What's going to happen? Yeah. I have no idea. So that's our little serious spin on where we think it's going to be. If you want some escapes, if you want to watch something else, I got a couple. I know Rob might have one. I got two great shows that I want to talk about, Queen's Gambit and The Undoing, which really are, you want to talk about immersing yourself in some TV drama. They're great. We'll take a break, talk about that when we come back on The Mike O'Mara Show. Maddie Maddie Masiello.
This is going to be great.
Maddie, anything to say?
There was cocaine on the coffee table and plenty of seepage in the hot tub. It was gross. I am just freaking out. That is disgusting.
There's the little Masiello girls on the big green shamrock.
My parents probably care less than I do, like an a-hole. It was a crap shack back then. I think I'm going to need a couple days to process.
Let Maddie make you gladdy.
So I'm not on the edge. I have this crippling anxiety. Much better, even though it sucks.
Everybody's mad about Maddie Masiello. Only on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FitBod, new sponsor on The Mike O'Mara Show. Woo! Whether you're new to the gym or you've been lifting weights for years, it's hard to find the right workout program and stick to it. But with FitBod, you can get a personalized fitness program that adapts to you as you go. FitBod is a smart fitness app that takes all the guesswork out of planning your workouts. With each workout, the app learns your abilities and plans workouts designed to maximize your results. It looks at you and the way you function, which I think is so important.
It
personalized
learns.
Training can be tough on your budget, but FitBod is only $9.99 a month or $59.99 a year. Try to get that if you get a personal trainer. Plus, you can try 1 month of workouts absolutely free. Oscar loves it. You're already losing that pandemic body.
The pandemic body.
Yeah, it's great. Get a personalized fitness plan that helps you work out smarter. And FitBod, you can get it at fitbod.me/TMOS. Let me give you that again. fitbod.me/TMOS. Try FitBod free for 1 month when you sign up today at fitbod.me/TMOS. Sign up with your computer, then download the app. That's the one free month when you sign up at fitbod.me/TMOS. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, hold it. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Rob Spiewak's got somebody. Rob
this Spiewak's is an exciting last-minute booking, Oscar. We didn't know we were going to get this dead president. Sort of a surprise.
Yes.
Let's open the dead president door and say hello to, I think, our youngest commander-in-chief, John F. Kennedy.
What a fine day today. How are you? Hello there. Yeah.
President Kennedy, how are you?
I'm fine. And I think we don't vote because it's easy. We choose to vote because it's hard. We choose to send a man to the voting booth and back in the same decade.
I have a question for you, President Kennedy.
Yes.
Ask not
what you can do for a starlet. Ask what that starlet can do for you.
Starlet,
in my case, it was Marilyn Monroe. Yes, sirree.
She was pretty boxed.
Oh, she was a lovely. I tell you, she was the greatest I've ever had, and I've had them all.
What?
Oh, era.
Like the movie guy in The Godfather.
I know. It's very nice. We've got one of them. I'm sitting here tossing my football up here in heaven. Just straight up in the air. Sometimes it goes way up high. Way up high up there, yeah.
President Kennedy, as we analyze the early returns for 2020, how important is Steve Ducey?
Steve Ducey is a man among men. Many of you might know he was a feature reporter at Channel 4 in Washington, D.C. Did a fine job and used to have a trick when he would do live interviews. He'd pretend that somebody had something in their nose before the camera would go on. So, Steve Ducey, more power to you. That Brian Kilmeade, dumber than a box of cotton balls. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Great
thank you, President Kennedy. Thank you for your time. Thank you for availing yourself.
Bye-bye.
We.
Sorry about that. Yeah, thank you, Rob.
It's like the Geico pig.
A lot of moving parts.
Stalin.
Stalin. He choose to do it because it's hard. Welcome back. So there's a show that's on it. I still hear the reverb. Maybe because the microphone's not muted. Thank you. Very good.
The dead president
I have
microphone?
To tell you this. I'm a Nicole Kidman fan, not because of the hottie factor. Because it's easy. So many plates.
Oh, my God.
I'm spinning all these plates around right now. No, I love this new show, The Undoing. Hugh Grant, Nicole Kidman. This show rocks. They have the best cliffhangers. And with HBO, I don't know, can you binge on HBO Max? Like, if I get HBO, do I get to see all the episodes of this limited edition miniseries?
The episodes have been released already.
Yeah, if they've dropped.
Oh, so, yes. So I can't. So the answer is no. So you got to wait every week. And their cliffhangers are spectacular. I am only two episodes in to this series. And
do you know how spoiled we are? So spoiled, because until House of Cards, you couldn't do it. You couldn't watch an entire show at once. And now it's like, oh my God, I have to wait. I have to wait 7 days for another episode. It's amazing. It's horrible. Yeah, it's changed.
I don't get it. It's real. Hold on a second. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. We got to go to the really big board.
It's
right
huge
now. Oscar Santana has been really. He's probably gotten 1 hour of sleep in the last four days because he's been great. What do you have at the really
so
big board?
So much going
Oscar?
On. Early results looking good for Biden out of the Lone Star State, Puerto Rico. We have Jennifer Lopez, still a smoke show. Back to you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. And
what
we'll
has he always said,
really,
Mike? It all comes down to Puerto Rico. It's
Puerto
what
Rico.
Said.
Always. That's what Oscar said the last election.
Puerto
he might
Rico,
miss the mark a little
Puerto
bit, but that's okay.
Puerto Rico. Yeah. It's what he said was, on his whiteboard.
That was flawed polling data, as far as I was concerned. It always comes down to Puerto Rico.
Always.
That's what it is. Oh, boy. That's just what I wanted it to be today. Anyway, as far as I'm sorry. You got me with Puerto Rico. As far as this show, The Undoing, the cliffhangers are such that, you know, all these shows.
Look, first time voter this year.
Hey,
yes,
Robert, how are you?
Good.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
He voted in advance. He dropped his ballot off at the library, but this is his first presidential election, and I couldn't be any more proud.
Good man.
As far as your peers, young Mr. Spiewak, as far as the other kids, are you aware of? Because I was always politically active. It was fun for me as a kid. In your
Mike got
social
a fake
circles.
ID to vote, actually.
In your social circles, are you seeing young people that are kind of into it this time around?
Oh, yeah. Especially like now more than ever. It's like everywhere I look on Instagram or just like anywhere, it's just all politics, everything.
Are they riding with Biden or are they humping for Trump?
Most of my friends are Biden. Yeah, and then,
Oscar, he's chosen to follow Kamala.
Thank you. Well, way to
Thank
go.
You,
way to God do
bless
your
you.
Duty.
God bless
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Good job. Are you sure he's yours? Really?
Not at all.
Are you really
Not
sure
all.
He's yours?
Nope.
Remember,
nope.
They can still get pregnant.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Hold on a second. We got something here.
Oh, what is it?
What's that news sound?
This is serious.
Oh, this is, it's time for the number cruncher. Let's bring Pony Boy Matt Bloom in right now. It's early, but he's got some number updates for us. Go ahead, Pony.
That's right. I just checked the Cornerstone First Super Financial Calculator, and it looks like the one to watch is Alaska.
Alaska!
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks so much,
like
Pony
dropping
Boy.
The sponsor into that.
All eyes up north, Mike.
That's it. So, The Undoing. Speaking about the cliffhangers that they have on it, they're the best. They make you scream at the TV where
it goes
to black and they put the credits up and you go, no,
no,
no. So I can't wait. If you want a real escape, The Undoing, it rocks. And for Horny Bob Spiewak, who might be interested, Horny Bob, you will not be disappointed if you watch this miniseries. Have either one of you guys seen it yet?
No, I'm glad you brought up my dad. Today is my dad's birthday. Happy birthday, Pop.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. No, that was just tight.
I thought we had something.
Now you have to play something. We have so many plates. It's time to take a break, Rob. More dead presidents coming up.
Good.
And more Election Day coverage on the TMOS Election Day special. We will take a break and come back with more fun right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Good morning, suckers.
There he is.
It's me, your commander in cheese. I mean chief. Words have power. Big, beautiful power. Here are a few of my favorites. Banana, nipple, investigation, Deucey, tomahawk missile, slide, trolls, earwax, milk dud, leaky, plague, Falwell, gluten, moat, splurge, naughty, Frito pie, and magna cum laude. Heed my warning. If you don't like these words, I promise you 4 more years of other bad, frightening words. Your vocabulary will be chaos. Use words. Use good words. Use best words. Just like my frightened wife. Thank you. And God bless the United States of me.
Thank you very much, Donald. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. 50 years from now, when historians chronicle the pandemic and all the ways it has affected the world, one thing they'll talk about is how the housing industry surged during this unprecedented time. The reason? True. Mortgage rates dropping to all-time lows, housing appreciation soaring, and record numbers of sales contracts. You don't want to read about this in the history books. You want to call my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial and do it now. Carla, do it now.
I can't. I'm doing a facial, honey.
Other companies advertise ultra-low rates, but they don't tell you that they're charging you a ton of origination points. Call the only company that I recommend. I've used them. Oscar's used them.
Yeah, I've used them.
It's Cornerstone First. Rob Spiewak has used them. At this level, you'll likely never need to refi again. Call the loan professionals at Cornerstone and don't miss out on being a part of history, whether you purchase, refinance, cash out, or get a lower rate and shorter term. It's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. Welcome back. I know we got more shtick to do, but I have to tell you, The Undoing. And then Queen's Gambit, which I think a lot of more people are watching around the country. I think that's the way it goes.
I can tell you one to stay away from on on Apple TV, a new movie with Bill Murray and Rashida Jones called On the Rocks. It had everything going for it. I mean, it was written and directed by Sofia Coppola. And Carrie and I watched it, and we looked at each other when it was done. And it's like, what did we just watch? Mm. Nothing gets done. Bill Murray is appealing as always, but it's a waste of 100 minutes. I did not like it. And if they could just put together like the 20 minutes of Bill Murray, then I'm in. Right. But it was not worth your time. So stay away from that. Stay away from that.
Well, you know, as far as the Queen's Gambit, I think that is another show that, you know,
wonderful.
When a television show hits on all eight, it's beautifully photographed. Crafted, done well. It's just it's
acted,
amazing. They really
do
a great job.
The Carrie and I watched that entire show in 36 hours. And Julia went out to a Halloween thing with her friend, and she came back, and then she saw us the next morning. She said, "You guys haven't moved. You guys haven't moved."
Wait a minute. Hold on. We need an update. It's time to go to the really big board once again.
Huge board.
Oscar Santana standing by. Oscar, what do you have for us there?
Gentlemen, Kentucky is weighing in, known as the Ocean State. It looks like it's still blue.
The state or the ocean?
It's not. Does it? I'm having trouble with my soundboard. I'm having trouble getting my thing to work. Let me see if my... Hello.
That's the ocean.
It doesn't
still
work. What happened? How come it just quit? What do I do? How do I fix it?
Is the power off?
I can't. No, the power's not off.
Did you mute yourself?
I don't know what I did.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
You can hear me on this. I just want to reset it. How do I reset
you,
it?
Oh, you want to
unplug and replug?
Yes. You want to plug your board or what's going on?
All right, there we go. Well, if I do that, you're not going to hear me.
We can still hear you.
And it's going to ruin the show.
Nothing's been ruined, Mike.
We want to unplug the board. You want to unplug the vocal effects machine.
He just said the board wasn't working. That's what it was.
Oh, there he is. I can see him.
We'll pat for him.
I wonder if he'll come back. Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
I can hear you now. I can.
All right. Very good. All right. Hey, well, let's check. Let's see if it works now. Oh, wait a minute. Rob Spiewak's got an update for us.
I do. Oscar, he was known as the great communicator. Let's see who's behind the dead president's door. Oh, Ronald Wilson Reagan. President Reagan.
Well it's good to be with you. What a fine day. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Well said, Ronnie.
Yes. I have a question. Do you feel that it's important that the voters wear masks, President Reagan?
Well, I think that I've always been an advocate of masks. I particularly like that. What's that movie, Halloween, where he wears the mask? I'm a big fan of that. I like the old man with the white hair and the big nose.
We're actually talking about personal protective masks for the COVID, Mr. President.
Who's that actress, Carmen Diaz?
Oh,
she's
The mask.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cameron Diaz.
Rodriguez.
Cameron Diaz.
She was in the movie with Jim Harry.
Carrie.
And, that was fine. Good luck on Election Day. That's what
they're
doing. Thank you, Mr. Reagan.
Give my best to Nancy.
President Reagan.
I think Nancy's arranging to someone to have an accident.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How dare I? You refer to former presidents as presidents, right? President Reagan?
Yeah, you're always a president.
President Reagan, President Carter, President Clinton, and,
President Bush.
Oh, wait a minute. I understand, Rob, we have a person that's standing by right now.
Oh, we do.
I think we have, we have a president that's on the line. Bill Clinton's on the line, the telephone for you right now.
Oh, okay. We can pick him up now. Hello, is the telephone on? Hello?
Hello, dear.
Oh, where are you?
President Clinton.
Hi, President.
That was awfully loud. Boy, oh boy, something's really broken here. I don't know what's going on.
It's okay. We can still make out what you're saying.
Yeah. Thank you for taking the time. Yeah, thank you for taking the time.
What an incredible day it is. Not like 4 years ago when I referred to my domicile as Hell House. Hell House. It was horrible. No, she was so inconsolable days and days and days. I couldn't buy enough snack wells. I could not buy enough snack wells to put in the house. So occasionally Bill would have to go out for a longer trip to the grocery store.
Snackwell, isn't that the cookie with the Olestra, the fake fat in it?
Yeah. Not only was she consoling herself and she was emotionally distraught, but she would be in and out of the bathroom 30 to 40 times a day.
I was wondering if that was part of it.
It was not a good time. The only people that were stabilizing us were some of our servants that we have in our Chappaqua mansion.
Your servants?
Yeah. Yeah, we've got one particular, we've got Marguerite, who is just such a love. She's part of the family, if you know what I mean.
Do you have a butler there, or just...
No butlers.
No men allowed.
Yeah, that's right. I've got a Jeffrey Epstein deposition to go to. Y'all take care.
Bye. Bye, Mr. Clinton, President Clinton. I was going to ask him about the woman's vote, but I think I know what his answer was going to be.
Yeah, I think it's strange times. Oh, my God. We got to take a break again. I'm sorry. The show is flying by.
Flying by.
We'll get numbers crunches. We'll get the mood of the country and lots more coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We'll be right back.
Hey, humans, it's me again, Winslow, the Boston Terrier. One of the worst things about being a dog is that I can't talk. It's wicked hard. Not only does it make it impossible to ask for treats, it also prevents me from being a TMOS talking head. Imagine how fun it would be to sit down on a Friday morning, hop on your Zoom, and shoot the shit with TMOS. That would be a wicked pisser. I can't do that because I'm a dog, but you can. Just email your info to rob@mikeomerishow.com with your contact info and why he should choose you. And if you're wondering how a dog that can't talk can voice a promo, don't overthink it, okay? Hey, Tom Brady, how you liking Tampa? Woof.
He liked it last night.
Yeah, he did.
When he was in the Meadowlands. Damn it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Our Crowd. Don't you wish you were in early on some of those best performing IPOs of 2019 and 2020? It's really, really something when you see the way some of these IPOs go. Or Our Crowd. Let me tell you about Our Crowd. Not Overcrowd. Our Crowd.
Our Crowd.
Not Overcrowd. That's the other one where everybody is. Our Crowd investors...
Less exclusive over there. Yeah.
A lot going on.
Bit off too much today. Our Crowd investors have benefited from companies IPOing, like Beyond Meat, or being bought by companies like Intel, Nike, Microsoft, and Oracle. With Our Crowd, accredited investors have access to invest directly, easily, and most importantly, early.
Mm. Yeah.
Oscar is all in. It's fun to know when these companies are having their initial public offerings and then dive in and get that nice ride when they come out and they become public. Today, you can join Our Crowd's investment in Sciabra, It's an AI-enabled platform that uncovers online DIS information. I'm sorry, that's disinformation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You didn't need to put a hyphen
still
there.
Still dis.
And, yeah. And deep fakes. As disinformation becomes an increasing threat to global brands, media, and governments, Cyabra reports that it's uniquely positioned to serve this potential $6.1 billion market. Mm. You can get in early on Cyabra and other unique opportunities at OurCrowd.com/TMOS.
Make it easy,
Mike. If you're interested in investing,
so cool.
You need to join Our Crowd. The Our Crowd account is free. Just go to OurCrowd.com/TMOS, and we thank you.
News!
Boo! Hey, did you know on Election Day, I thought this would be an appropriate topic?
Yeah.
You know, everybody's talking about politics, so here's
is that
my
today?
Big political story. It's today. Here we go. This is a scoop you're not going to get anywhere else on Election Day. Beyonce has two beehives in her backyard.
That's funny. I don't know why.
Yeah, and no, that doesn't mean there's a commune on her property full of intense fans. No, these are actual beehives full of about 80,000 bees. She says, quote, "We make hundreds of jars of honey a year." She said, quote, "I started the beehives because my daughters Blue and Rumi both have terrible allergies, and honey has countless healing properties." So the beehive, she really has beehives.
Well, I buy into it. You know, when you have allergies, if you eat honey that is made from local bees, you're supposedly build up an immunity to your local allergies.
I did not know that. Damn.
But it's got to be local honey, so that makes sense.
And I guess if you want to look up her beehives, they would be listed under, what was the name, Rob? I'm trying to think. They'd be listed under that French name for honey, which is
Solange.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Johnny Depp. Thank you. Thank you. It's over. Lost his libel lawsuit against the British tabloid that called him a wife beater. But more importantly, the judge decided that Amber Heard did not poop on Johnny's bed.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Another Election Day story. Instead, he blamed Amber's dog, Boo.
My dog, Boo. He lived in Nancy Noonan. He made a mess on Amber Heard's comforter.
Yeah. Instead, this is what the judge did. Blamed it on the dog, Boo, who had, quote, an incomplete mastery of her bowels after she had accidentally...
I've got that.
After she had accidentally consumed... some marijuana.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Fun family, huh?
Brutal.
He also noted that Johnny was away when it happened, so Amber would be the only one likely to suffer from the feces on the bed. So that
where's
was all
the dog?
Fabricated.
Dog's downstairs listening to the Allman Brothers.
Come on. Come on. Come upstairs. Boo. And the dog's full name, Boo Burbank. Thank you. Anyway, I'm sorry. Harrison Ford paid tribute yesterday to his on-screen dad, Sean Connery.
Oh.
This is a sweet story. Love this so much.
I like that.
He said, quote, "He was my father, not in life, but in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade." Here's his quote. "You don't know pleasure until someone pays you to take Sean Connery for a ride on the sidecar of a Russian motorcycle, bouncing along a bumpy, twisty mountain trail, and getting to watch him squirm."
That's great.
It just sounds like
that's
they had
awesome.
So much fun. And here's his last quote. "God, we had fun. If he's in heaven, I hope they have golf courses. Rest in peace, dear friend." I just, God,
that's
how
sweet.
Cool be Harrison Ford hanging out with mm-hmm. Sean Connery. Doesn't get any more movie star than that, people.
That is showbiz, man.
Need some way to deal with the insanity of this Election Day? Maybe it's time to revive an old Election Day tradition, Rob Spiewak.
What's
from
that?
The early days of this country, baking an election cake.
An
Did
election
you know that
cake.
Was a thing?
I had no idea.
It turns out people used to bake specific types of cakes on Election Day to get through the long nights of counting ballots. It's kind of like a dense fruitcake.
No way!
Ooh.
Oh, how about that?
The recipe involves your standard cake ingredients, flour, butter, and eggs, plus things like brown sugar, buttermilk, cinnamon, cloves, nutmeg, raisins, and pecans, close to what you put in your fruit cakes.
Yeah, but not as good. It just sounds a little like it. I bet they don't soak their raisins, those jerks.
The election cake recipe is making a comeback right now. Between the rise of baking during the pandemic and many other things, you know, people want to do things that are going to really just divert them. That's what they want to go for. Hey, wait a minute. Someone's interrupting my news. Let's go to the number cruncher, Ponyboy Matt Bloom. What do you have for us?
Yes, that is me. The moment you've been waiting for is quickly approaching, Mike. If only we can get 10 more votes out of Michigan, Santa Claus will deliver presents topless.
Wow! Thank you very much, Pony. I appreciate that. Now back to the story. So anyway, it's
election
cake.
Mike, we never made an election cake in the Spiewak House, but everyone loves our inauguration pie!
Inauguration pie! Nothing like inauguration pie! The town of Rabbit Hash, Kentucky is electing a new mayor. Rabbit Hash.
Of course.
They're electing a new mayor, and the candidates consist of 13 dogs, a donkey, a rooster, a dead cat, and one actual human with no chance of winning. Around 400 people live there, and they've been electing animals as their unofficial mayor for 22 years. The current mayor is a pit bull named Bryn, full name Brynith Paltrow.
Ah, ha, ha, ha,
cutie. But she's, hey, how you doing? Hey, here's the kicker story. But she's getting crushed right now by a French bulldog named Wilbur. So far, they've only ever elected dogs. Closest non-canine this year is Higgins the donkey in seventh place, and they're not even listing results for the one human candidate. The whole thing is really a fundraiser for the Rabbit Hash Historical Society, and we'll hear more about historical societies this week, won't we, Oscar? I know you love yours.
Absolutely,
don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely.
nothing like it. And now, moving along, it's time. Oh, hold on a second. Wait a minute. I'm doing this just to make my life harder.
Yeah?
Press buttons, dip. Oh, forget it.
Are we going
right,
to the tote board?
A little something. There's I wanted to go to the tote board, but it's causing me troubles right
well,
now.
Well, any type I'm of trying. Music would work, Mike. It's, any, it's a matter of getting there.
You know, you're
there.
Absolutely right. Yes, it yes. would. Hold on. No, I don't want that one. I want this one.
Oh, I love this one.
Let's go to the really big board. Oscar Santana with a news update, election 2020 on the TMOS election special. Go ahead, Oscar.
Battleground state, Miami, known as the Beaver State. Let me say, gentlemen, I've never seen miniskirts like this since 1988.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll check in with you later. And now, a little something, something. There's a Nevada Highway Patrol trooper named Britta Foch. And this weekend, she was off duty and driving home from a Halloween party in Las Vegas when she saw a drunk driver about to get on the freeway going in the wrong direction.
Oh,
big
no.
trouble there. So she stopped the car before they could get on the freeway, all while she was wearing her Star Wars Stormtrooper costume.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those aren't cheap. Those are expensive costumes, right?
Oh, the legit ones? I actually priced them out at one point. $8,000 to $10,000 for a good one.
Oof.
Really? For a good
for
one? For a good one.
It's a really great one.
You can probably get a cheap one for less than $1,000.
Wow.
It's plastic, right? The ones made of resin are the ones that are really expensive.
All right. I saw on a mannequin one in a costume store, and it was ridiculously expensive.
Yeah.
I remember that. Anyway, she held the car there until some on-duty officers came and arrested the driver for a DUI. There is no word on how long she's been with the force.
So many plates. So many plates. Anyway,
Mike, if she really wanted to be helpful, she would be on the lookout for RVs that are too tall for overpasses.
Yeah, so I don't know where we're going. That little batch is empty. I'm not really drinking it. Anyway, we'll take a break, come back with more fun and thrills right here. The Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak and the Mike O'Mara Show.
1, 2, 3.
Hey, guess who's here?
Hello. James Tiberius Cerritos. Ooh.
Jimmy Cerritos.
There he is.
Let's say you're the undisputed 5-time king of the wings.
Hey!
But you left all your favorite stuff back in your rental RV.
Oh, no!
You're not worried because you know you can replace all your treasures by visiting the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. A case of wing sauce.
Put some wing sauce on it.
A Buffalo Bills mini replica football helmet.
Go Bills!
A stack of adult coloring books.
Mo, have you seen my crayons?
Or the latest release from Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy!
Just click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and order it all.
It'll be okay.
Gonna be okay.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Listen, folks, it's here. It's here, possums. It's here. It's election day. Right now, You've waited 4 years. Today's your day to make a difference. Do you get the picture? We're all created equal. Our country is founded on that principle. Politicians, billionaires have one vote just like you. Just like you! This makes you as powerful as any one of them. This is it. This is your time. This is your chance to do your duty. And really, in this particular election, your chance to make history. And we're going to talk about these times for years to come.
Forever.
2020 will be one of the most interesting years in the history of the United States. At the last minute, all you need to do to find out how to vote is go to vote.org. If you can, help and encourage your neighbors to get to the polls as well. They're important, too. Talk about it. Encourage.
Yes.
Get people to get out there and do it. Exercise your right. Please do that. And do it today. It's your last day. You have a voice. Make sure it's heard. Vote today because the future depends on you. Welcome back to the show. And hold on a second. Let's go into that nerve center right over there. Got Charlie Burney standing by. Charlie seems to be out at the desk right now. Yep, Charlie. Charlie! I don't know what happened there.
This is taking a turn one expected.
No one expected that
at all.
I don't know what's going on. This is really scary. Very, very scary. I hope he's all right. Somebody go in there and check.
We'll check it out.
All right. Hold on a second. Rob Spiewak's got somebody standing by.
Yes.
Rob, what do you have for us?
Another peek behind the dead presidential door, and I've been looking forward to speaking to this man because I remember when this man was president. Oscar,
yes.
It's Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Ooh.
Mr. Nixon.
I am not a crook. I am not a crook.
President Nixon.
Yes.
Do you regret making sure that every conversation in the White House was taped?
I don't regret that for 1 second. I accept full responsibility, but none of the blame. I just want to say this. If you're going to be a crook, don't tweet. Don't tweet about it. Do it the way I did.
Mr. President.
Sneaky.
Were
with
you
Gordon
sneaky?
Liddy. G. Gordon Liddy, who's up here with me now. Oh, no, he's not.
No, he's not yet. Not yet.
Sorry.
I think Mr. Liddy is with Willard Scott right now, as a matter of fact.
Very good. So terribly sorry.
I have a question.
Mr. President,
do you think Vladimir Putin is going to make a good Secretary of State?
I think he's going to make a good doorstop. That's what I'd do with him. I'd put him in a car crusher and use him as a doorstop for my Oval Office. Thank you and goodbye,
everybody. Before you go,
before I go.
It's been killing me. Are you a Maxwell tape guy or a Sony tape guy?
Maxwell.
I like Maxwell. Much more durable, easier to destroy.
Thank you, Mr. President. We appreciate it. You know, it's a shame he's not alive, Oscar, because Podcast Village could have gone to the Oval Office and multi-tracked all this
taping.
Oh, it would
have been great.
Clean up all the ums and ahs.
Very, very, very exciting.
There we go.
Now we're open.
Jesus,
you know, there's a big decision to make today.
Fingers hurt. Yes, go
ahead. Big decision to make today. You have to make a choice. There's been debates to help you make up your mind. Will you choose Siri or Alexa?
I promise to give you directions you need. I'm Siri, and I approve this message.
My opponent says she'll give you directions, but she'll probably give you the wrong phone number. I'm Alexa, and I approve this message.
My opponent is not capable of feeling or expressing love.
Look at the pot calling the kettle black.
You are a jealous, insecure freak.
You are nothing but a psycho.
Would you like to watch the Alfred Hitchcock movie Psycho?
Downloaded now on Amazon Prime.
What were we talking about?
Humans, they are a bunch of psychos.
I'm Siri and I approve this message.
I agree.
But hey, let's go rig the election.
Ha 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 ha.
So you have to make your choice. You got to make your choice. Bad news for Maddie Masiello, the first daughter of Buffalo, New York. Despacito is no longer the YouTube video with the most views. It was surpassed this week. 7 billion YouTube views for Baby Shark. And if you wonder why we worry about the election, it's because this has been downloaded 7 billion times. That's not good.
You know, last night watching the football game, the Giants versus the Buccaneers, they had the Zoom call with all the fans there.
Yeah.
So if you realize this is the most downloaded song and then you were to watch the Zoom reactions from fans,
yeah,
especially the Giants fan with the blue dyed beard going, oh, you just go, yeah, why do we even have an election? I mean, it doesn't matter.
I cut it off before my favorite verse, which is Moron Shark. Moron
Shark. It's such a beloved song.
Yeah. Well,
it's the Nationals.
When we can get back in the stadiums to go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Waving up, our big sticks. Remember when Alice Cooper sort of personified rock and roll and he was scary and dark and a little bit like, he was rock and roll. He was scary.
Oh, now he was a little scary and until I met him at a golf range.
Oh, he loves golf.
And then I realized he's a normal dude. Absolutely.
But he tried to cash in this year by releasing a Halloween card game, which was not all that successful. And while he was promoting his card game, Alice Cooper card game, Mike, he talked about what he expects for the elections.
I'm expecting my fans to vote. Come on. You don't ever want to hear anybody complain unless they voted. Another thing I said on my radio show is, look, let's be good winners and good losers. Whoever wins, you say, yeah,
I agree.
Okay.
Yep.
Whoever loses, you go, oh, well, maybe next time. But let's respect the presidency. Whoever wins, whoever loses.
I think that's valid. And then he bit the head off of a bat. So that's nice. No.
He sounds like that. And he sounded like that back when he was doing like dead babies. You know,
I mean, it was just like
he was such a normal guy. And he is striping. He's sitting there with the jet black long hair.
Yeah.
This is Alice Cooper. And he's striping three woods.
Oh, yeah.
Right off the range. Just sitting there. I'll never forget. I think it was a Rudy Martsky's old golf tournament in Herndon, Virginia.
I think he tours to support his golf game. I mean, that's what he plays the music still, but what he loves is golf. By the way, if you've been on Instagram and you've seen Britney Spears, she's posted some really weird videos. There was one in particular where she was just walking back and forth in her bathing suit for no apparent reason. And people say, is Britney okay? Well, she says,
hi, so I know that there have been a lot of comments and a lot of people saying a lot of different things about me, but I just want to let you guys know that I am fine. I'm the happiest I've ever been in my life, and I'm sending all of you guys a lot of prayers, wishes, and a lot of love.
Sounds to me like that might have been written for her, but I hope she's okay, because I have one policy, Mike. I have one policy, and I close with this. I never veer from this policy.
Hold on.
Leave Britney alone!
Oh, my God. You got to that so fast. Hold on. We've got, before we get out, was that your last one, Rob Spiewak?
That was. Leave Britney alone right now.
Punch. Okay. Yeah, a little early on that, Rob. Little early. Wanted to interrupt you one last time, but that's okay. Let's go to the really big board and get Oscar Santana,
gentlemen,
on here. Oscar's
it's
got
been quite the morning, will be quite the night, but Arizona, the Pine Tree State, is in. The pine trees are still thirsty.
There you go. Thank you.
Speaking of code, that's your
really
magic
wanted to get that on there. Our thanks to our incredible team that hit it out of the park today. Oscar Santana at the really big board. Bob Spiewak with his dead president interviews. Matty Masiello in the mood of the country. And, of course, our number cruncher, who actually wrote a joke during the show, Ponyboy Matt Bloom.
We got it right, too.
Nearly got it right. Absolutely. Hey, do your duty. If you haven't done it yet, please get out there and vote. We'll be in tomorrow to do a post-mortem. Might be my post-mortem, depending on how it goes. We'll see what happens. It's election day. We'll know a lot, hopefully, tonight. Or maybe we won't. Maybe I'll be in a real pissy mood if we don't. I mean, pissy. Get used to it. Get ready for it. All right.
But, Oscar, other than that, he'll be in a great mood.
If we don't know anything, get ready for that jar. I'll be putting $100 in the money.
Jar.
The Matty Pony jar. The jar. That's it for Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Mike O'Meara saying so long and vote, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Very nice.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire. Inside a train wreck.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
It's done, Joan. They packed your things. They're loading your car.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green.